A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not long ago, I had an experience that, in a sense, woke me up. I was driving out of a parking lot in unfamiliar territory, and I made a left turn onto a busy road, not realizing that the traffic from the right had no stop sign. Those cars just kept moving. Well, I hadn't driven more than a minute before I noticed a flashing light behind me, so I pulled over for a police car. Ironically, it was that car that I had cut off. Needless to say, the police officer was not happy with me. He pointed out in no uncertain terms that I had broken the law and endangered not only him, but possibly others. Fortunately, he didn't give me a ticket. But he kept shouting at me angrily, "Pay attention! You have to pay attention!" Those words rang in my ears for a long time afterwards, and when I read the gospel for today, they came back again. Be alert at all times. This short passage follows several longer ones in which Jesus describes the end times and warns us to be ready for them. He foretells the destruction of the temple and Jerusalem itself. He tells us about ominous signs and persecutions that will accompany the destruction. He predicts the coming of the Son of Man and distress in the universe, signified by confusion among the elements of nature. Finally, he points to the fig tree as a symbol of what is to come. If we are tuned in to the development of the leaves of the fig tree and then its fruit, so must we be tuned in to all of the other signs around us. Let's face it, I wasn't exactly tuned in to my surroundings as I drove out of that parking lot. If I had been paying attention to the situation, I would have seen all the clues that I should have followed instead of endangering myself and others. As we approach another Advent season, maybe a spiritual practice between now and Christmas might be to live in awareness of the present moment. Can we, just for a few weeks, consciously see and hear and smell and taste and touch the reality we live in? Pay attention. Be alert. Live in the present moment, not yesterday or tomorrow, but now, the now that is God's time. Thornton Wilder touched on this critical challenge for us in his play Our Town. Emily, having died, gets to go back and observe her 12th birthday. And in reliving that moment in time, she realizes how very precious it was. She says, "Let's really look at one another. It goes so fast. We don't have time to look at one another. I didn't realize. So all that was going on and we never noticed? Wait, one more look. Goodbye. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, Grover's Corners, Mama and Papa. Goodbye to clocks ticking and Mama's sunflowers, and food and coffee, and new iron dresses and hot baths and sleeping and waking up. Oh, Earth, you are too wonderful for anybody to realize you. Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it? every minute? And the stage manager answers her, the saints and the poets, they do some.